Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Here in the No Static Attic, yours truly, Dave the Rave, with a brand new edition of my Relics and Rarities show. Those cool hit records and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Relics and Rarities. Those really cool instrumentals from May of 1960 on the Capitol record label. The group called The Castaways in a tune called Vibrations. What kind of vibrations is Dave the Rave going to bring you today?
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my
excitation, but good, good. vibrations are happening with her.
Those are the vibrations that yours truly is bringing you on the Relics Rarity Show. From the fall of 66, it went on to become a number one record on the Billboard Top 100 charts. The Beach Boys, that classic of good vibrations. Let's see what's in the garage. I'm glad we peeked into that garage over there in Chicago there from February of 67 at 45 that came out on the Summit record label. Those were the Savoys. The Savoys killer garage tune and a tune called Can It Be? Yes, it can be, Mr. Andy Kim.
Look at you, baby, look at me. So in love we used to be. But now it's just a memory. Baby, how'd we ever get this way? Baby, how'd we ever get this way? Well, I recall when things were fine, and every day that that sun would shine. When I was yours and you were mine, baby, how'd we ever get this way? Tell me, baby, how'd we ever get this way? This way, time and time and time again, I wonder why it all began. Tell me, how's it gonna end, baby? How'd we ever get this way? Tell me, baby, how'd we ever get, baby? How'd we ever get, baby? How'd we ever get this way?
Well, it wasn't Andy Kim's first 45, but it was the first one to hit the top 100, and it became a top 25 record. Riding high in the charts in June of 68, Andy Kim and How'd We Ever Get This Way, Sound of the Circle, who, by the way, are out touring. Yes, the original lead singer has got the group on the road these days.
Please don't ever leave me. Please don't ever go.
That's a 45 that I always thought should have been a much bigger hit for the Circle. A great tune called Please Don't Ever Leave Me.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Chase. I'll gladly confess if she'll tell me what it was.
can be just like you and pretend that we never have touched. If anybody should ask me, is it easy to forget? I say it's easily done. Just pick anyone and pretend that you never have met.
The Rave Sure Shot 45 on the GNP Crescendo record label. I love the name of the group. They call themselves the Bows and Arrows, and a tune called I Don't Believe You, She Acts Like We Never Have Met. Well, if you told me that this next record was not a hit record, I might say that I don't believe you, but it's true. It never became a hit record for Mr. James Brown. Although it's a killer 45, that's for sure. From the 50s on the Federal record label. Love this record. Gonna crank it up real loud here in the No Static Attic. Day of the Rave on my Relics and Rarity show. Take it away, James Brown with Chani on Chan. James Brown, we're having a party. We're having a Relics and Rarities party, a rock and roll party for sure. So I better play some rock and roll.
All right, yeah. Woo! Hey, come on, yeah. Ooh. Hey, girl, I'm gonna trip you time, yeah. Hey, ooh. Hey, girl, I crossed the line. Tell me,
Snotty Garage for you from the Chesterfield Kings. Cool record indeed. Tim Cole, Wrong from Right.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave. This is Dave the Rave.
Wow! I feel good.
The number one blue-eyed soul brother from the No Static Attic. This is Dave the Rave.
Soul. You want to know who's doing the record? Well, just ask me. That's the title, Just Ask Me. Lanice Guest on the SPQR record label. Of course, you know these guys. Great sound of the Strange Loves.
Caroline.
the Rave, cranking up all the speakers here on the No Static Attic. I will never understand how that record just barely cracked the top 40 nationally. The Strange Loves on the Bang record label. The great sound of Carolyn.
Music explosion!
When the fuse is lit, and I know this is it, 'cause my soul starts burning,
my heart starts burning, like an explosion in my soul, like an explosion, can't control, just like an explosion.
Baby,
you know it drives
me crazy. When the fuse that's lit, then I know this is it. 'Cause my soul starts burning,
oh, yeah. And my heart starts yearning. Like an explosion in my soul, like an explosion, can't control. Just like an explosion in my soul.
Great sound of the Soul Survivors. That was her follow-up 45 to Expressway to Your Heart, peaking on the Billboard Top 100 charts, number 33. And it came out actually two different ways for you record collectors out there. There's copies out there that say Explosion in My Soul, and then there's copies that say Explosion in Your Soul. So you got to get it both ways to get a complete collection of that follow-up 45 from the Soul Survivors. Love that record. I think it should have been a top 10 record. It had a great sound to it. Dave the Rave here on the Relics and Rarities Show, and a record that is exploding right now. It's now part of a Coke commercial, believe it or not. It's the Shantays, the flip side of their hit 45 of Pipeline. And yes, you'll hear this on a Coke commercial.
Yeah.
says that music of the 1960s is not significant. Yeah, they often use it in movies and on commercials. And yes, listen for those Coke commercials and you'll hear that particular song being used. Once again, the Shantae is the flip side of Pipeline. So pull out your record box. If you bought that big hit record of Pipeline, well, on the other side of the record is that very cool tune called Move It. So you already have the record. You don't have to go out and buy that record. Once again, the Shantae's Move It. Day the Rave, I'm moving it. I'm having a great time, that's for sure. Your record geek with all those cool hit records and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Of course, every week on the Relics and Rarities show, I play a record where you get one guess only. You got to try to figure out who's doing the record. This was last week's Mystery Oldie 45, and let's see if anybody figured this one out. Yes, it's got that great sound. I don't know if I fooled anybody as to who's doing this record. We'll find out momentarily.
I'd like to meet the guy who's won your heart from me. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see the man whose shoes I used to be. I'd like to see this guy so I might understand just why you think, oh, he's your better man. You tell me that it really swings. He takes you places and he buys you things. You tell me that he's really fine, but I don't know, but just I've been blind. I'd like to see this cat. He must be something else, I bet. For you will say we're true. You put me up on the shelf. I guess I better step aside. But even though it hurts my pride, I guess I'm gonna let you go. But even though it hurts me so, I'd like to see this guy. He could teach a thing or two, says he. So next time I fall in love, oh, I'll know what not to do. Who can he be? Oh, yeah, Mr. Mystery. Yeah, I'd like to know.
It's definitely a pretty cool record, I think. Oh, yes. Yeah, come on. The guy who did the record, Dick Dale. Dick Dale, a rare 45 from Dick Dale that came out of the Capitol record label. And yeah, I know it sounded like Dion, and I guess, you know, a lot of people did actually guess Dion, but Dick Dale was the answer, and just one person knew that it was Dick Dale on that Capitol record label I'm talking about, but the great Miami Santi, he knew that Dick Dale was doing Who Can He Be, Day of the Rave's Mystery Oldie 45, and of course, a brand new Mystery Oldie coming up for you in just a little bit. So jot down the phone number, because you can call me up when I play that Mystery Oldie, 609-948-4487. Once again, 609-948-4487. You can always email your answer to me as well. My email address, dave@davetherave.com. You can make a request too. Day the Rave, your record geek. I've got all those cool records, the records that you thought you'd never hear again. I've got them. I do. I'm a record hoarder. So once again, that email address, dave@davetherave.com. Here's Marvin and Tammy. Yes, your precious love.
Ooh, every day there's something new.
Oh, baby.
Honey, to keep me loving you.
Oh, honey.
And with every passing minute, so much joy wrapped up in it. Oh, heaven must have sent you from above.
you're saying.
Precious 45, that's for sure. Top 5 record for Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell. Fall of 67 in Your Precious Love.
This is Relics and Rarities.
Breaking down the walls of heartache, baby, I'm a carpenter of love and affection.
Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
All aboard for the Relics and Rarities Super Express.
Well, Dave the Rave is going to take everybody down to Tampa, Florida to catch these guys. It's not that I don't want to. I want to play records all day long. I do. But I just can't. It's on the Boss record label there from February of 1966. The band out of Tampa, Florida. That's why we all hopped on that Relics and Rarities Super Express down to Tampa to catch those guys. The group called the Rovin' Flames. The Rovin' Flames and I Can't.
Forever, even
with that alone. Can't he see I've waited too long to love you, to hold you in my arms? Time won't let me. Time won't.
Early 1966 out of Cleveland, Ohio, featuring the late Sonny Gerace on lead vocals. That's one of those 45s. You definitely got to turn it up loud, no doubt about that. The Outsiders and Time Won't Let Me. Well, it's time for Dave the Ray's Mystery Oldie 45. It's where I play a record. You got to try to figure out who's doing the record. I think this week we'll have a lot more winners than last week. Last week was a tough mystery oldie, but this one is, I think, a pretty recognizable voice. I think you'll be able to figure out who's doing this record. One guess only. Call me up now or after the show, 609-948-4487. Once again, 609-948-4487, or send me an email, and the subject of the email must say mystery oldie. That email address, dave@davetherave.com. Who is singing this next record as we play the mystery oldie game? And good luck to everyone.
Keep
Did the Ray's Mystery Oldie 45. If you know who's doing that record, get one guess only. Once again, I'll take in your calls now and after the show, 609-948-4487. Or you can email me, subject of the email, Mystery Oldie. That email address, dave@davetherave.com.
Record collections at yard sales. That's his music research. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
With over 117,000 45s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. It probably could be the theme song for Dave the Rave.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find. The one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. I looked high and low, everywhere I know, I can't find the one that my baby loves so. Oh, tell me, what am I gonna do? 'Cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. It goes... records an hour or two, and I've about decided what I've got to do. I'm gonna get me a guitar and learn to play. I'll serenade my baby night and day. Then I'll play the song that my baby likes to hear. I'll go. Here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find. The one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. It goes...
That's actually a pretty perfect song for yours truly, Dave the Rave. That's what happens. I can't find the records. I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I mean, there's literally records all over the place. It's kind of like a disaster here. I am a definitive record geek, no doubt about that. So what a cool record that is lyrically from 1957 on the Crest record label. That is Tom Tall and his Tomcats in a tune called Stack of Records, Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week. It's going to do it for the Relics Rarity Show.
I've got to go. I don't want to go. I really don't.
Got so many records to play, but we've run out of time. Ventures in Hawaii 5-0. Of course, if you've got a lost 45, I'll go through the stack of records. Maybe I'll find your record. So contact me, dave@davetherave.com, or you can dial me up at 609-948-4487. Give me a lost 45 or take a guess on that Mystery Oldie 45. And of course, you can also check out my website at www.davetherave.com. I'll be back next week. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.